The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Live, we're launching into the third hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves here. If you like, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, still to come here tonight, so stay tuned for that. Of course, you may call in and bring up anything. Toll-free number again, brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-free. And Skype in to the show, username LRN.FM. We have been, for those of you just tuning in, talking quite a bit about drug addiction tonight. Wasn't my intention for the show, but that's how Free Talk Live goes. My intentions don't matter. It's your intentions that matter. And we started talking about a former sheriff in Colorado who turned out to be a meth dealer. A former, like, decorated sheriff, like the best sheriff in America, according to the National Sheriff's Association, in 2001. Turns out he was a meth dealer. So that led into a larger conversation about drug addiction in general, and we started hearing personal stories, people calling in with their personal stories and experiences regarding using drugs and being addicted to them. Even Johnny Ray has had some experience with some pretty generally hard drugs, methamphetamine, crack cocaine.
Frowned upon drugs for sure.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We're actually going to go to jail where Rich Paul is on the line. An appropriate night for a call from you, Rich, and I know that that's not because you were listening or anything. You can't listen there at the Cheshire County Jail, at least not at this time. And we actually haven't talked to you in well over a week due to the Porcupine Freedom Festival happening last week. There was no way for you to call the show at that time. So welcome. You're currently in jail on a VOP, violation of probation, after having gone to jail originally for selling some pot. Go ahead. Welcome back.
Well, thanks. And, one of my issues does dovetail pretty well with an addiction discussion, and it's kind of an overreaction or overgeneralization of the courts with respect to addiction, and that is one of the things that they ordered me to do, because my original charges were for selling pot, was to go through chemical dependency therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I have absolutely no need of that. I'm no more a marijuana addict than I am a unicorn, mostly because neither marijuana addicts nor unicorns exist. Since marijuana is not an addictive drug. So basically what they're trying to do is to force me into a therapy that will force me to claim to be an addict. And this is something, my defense against that in court is going to be that is a gross violation of my conscience, because I don't believe that's the case. And I'm actually going to use the OA Big Book as one of the reasons that they shouldn't be doing this to people in the chapter 2 Lives that talks about how if somebody is not convinced he's an alcoholic, you shouldn't try to force him to go into therapy or to go to AA meetings.
It seems obvious, right? I mean, like, to the outsider or to an outsider, it seems obvious that you don't want to force somebody who doesn't know they have a problem or doesn't have a problem into a course that is dedicated to people who are looking for help, because that'll screw things up. You know, you don't want to put somebody who is doesn't want to be there in a class of people who do have a useful purpose in being there. It's a terrible idea, but really it's done to fatten the pockets of the providers of these classes, right? I mean, they just want to send them business.
Well, partially it's, there are professional therapists who get rich off that,
mm-hmm.
and of course it's to the professional therapist that the courts force you to go, usually. And you're right, it does screw up the system. The ironic thing is that, you know, I used to go to AA meetings for a long time, and I started when I was 18, and one of the things that I saw when I was in Hawaii was that the courts there had forced so many people to go to AA meetings there that literally you would go to an AA meeting and there would be nothing, I mean, there would be people selling parking lot. There would be absolutely nobody who is interested in staying sober except this one guy who would come up to you if you seem serious about being sober, and he'd say, hey, if you want to go to the real meeting without all these court ordered people, go here at this time.
Wow.
And that's where the serious people are. But we hide from all these court ordered assholes.
Amazing. Amazing. Hey, Rich, let's get a quick update from you while we're at it, because I know during the week of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there was an expected hearing about your violation of probation. You haven't gone through the full hearing yet. You're in pending that full hearing. So that was apparently postponed. Do you have a new date?
The new date is July 10th. I believe it will be a 1:30 hearing. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen there. I do know that it's scheduled for half an hour, and what I intend to do is going to take a lot longer than half an hour, because I intend to put 9 witnesses on the stand, at least.
Now, is this something that your court-appointed public defender is going to go along with? Is he okay with that plan?
He has seemed okay with the plan when I discussed it with him. As far as I know, our witness list has not yet gone to the prosecution. So it looks like there's going to have to be at least one delay. But I believe that the July 10th hearing will still happen.
Rich, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. It's getting your connection from the jail is getting really bad, and to the point where it's unairable. So I'll put Rich on hold. We'll see if we can hook him up with Derek J. Freeman to get some more information from him during one of the breaks and you know, relay whatever is necessary. Obviously, if you're up here in New Hampshire, you can support Rich by showing up at his hearings in person, or if you live in the New England region, you can always come out in person. But you can also support Rich by writing him in jail. You can go to mailtojail.com. That's mailtojail.com. You can write to Rich there, and you don't have to do any of the work. All you have to do is write what you want to write to Rich. The gentleman behind Mail to Jail, he's the one who takes the time to print it out, fold it up, stuff the envelope, address the envelope, stamp the envelope, and drop it in the mail. So all of the real work in sending a letter has been done for you. All you have to do is compose the letter at mailtojail.com. And I have to say, it makes such a big difference for people out there to send activists mail in jail. It's nice to have something come in to know that you haven't been forgotten about, to know that there are people out there who appreciate you and the activism that you've done. So if you've thought about it, you know, if you've listened to Rich Paul on the air with us here and you've thought, I should write to him, but you never really got around to it, go ahead, make a note, go to mailtojail.com tonight when you get done with the show, or just go right now, do it during the show, and send something to Rich. You
can. What I like to do with Rich especially, but what I like to do is proselytize all my favorite science fiction and fantasy novels, because these guys they're a captive audience. So if you got a book you want to push, then they're pretty bored, and books are really appreciated.
Yeah,
by
they
prisoners.
Absolutely are. And I feel the same way, Johnny Ray. I mean, I almost never have time or make time. I never make time to do books in real life. So I always feel bad when somebody tells me about a great book that they're reading, because my usual answer is that, well, I've got other books that I've already got stacked up that I haven't gotten a chance to read through yet. But I always say, you know, I usually will say something like, well, if I go to jail, just send me a copy in there and I'll be sure to read it.
Right.
It's not a problem when you're in jail. So we'll keep you in the loop with the Rich Paul case as that continues to develop. We've got Kevin on the line in Colorado Springs. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Kevin, good. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
I'm a what I would call a clientele manager. I believe it's a fancy word for drug dealer. The only reason why I'm like this, I've been in pain for the last 6 years. I have what's called RSA, rheumatoid spondyloarthritis. Try going to the doctor, you know, prescribed Roxy, the Roxycodone. And the state and the government makes it so hard. I'm on Medicaid, and I can't even go to a pain management doctor because there's a huge waiting list. And
I'm stand by, Kevin. We can bring him back here, and you can tell the rest of your story. There's no shortage of drug addiction stories, especially ones regarding prescription narcotics in this country. We'll continue with Kevin's story, and yours are welcome about whatever's on your...
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free here. 855-453. Join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Hey, coming up here in about 3 weeks, just a little bit less than 3 weeks, Mark and myself, on July 19th and 20th, We're going to be in Chicago. I've never been to Chicago before, so I'm excited to attend the North American Bitcoin Conference. And apparently the North American Bitcoin Conference has never been held in the Midwest before. No Bitcoin conferencing has gone on in the Midwest. So this is a great opportunity for people in the Chicago region to come and see great Bitcoin-oriented speakers like Tony Gallippi of BitPay, Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante, even liberty-oriented speakers will be in attendance here, plus Vitalik Buterin from Ethereum, Jeffrey Tucker of Liberty.me, Christina Gorlick from Cloud Hashing, and more. You can go to btcchicago.com, grab your tickets with Bitcoin. They're only $100 worth of Bitcoin over at btcchicago.com. Get your tickets now. July 19th and 20th will be at the Chicago McCormick Place, South Building, for the North American Bitcoin Conference. As we continue here, Johnny Gray and I talking about hard drug addiction, and we had Rich Paul on talking about the ridiculous forced drug treatment programs and how that results in very bad things happening for people that actually want to get help. They have to be in there amongst people who don't want help, and that's like mixing in the bad kids with the good kids at the government school.
Ian, can I interrupt you for a second? Bitcoin. I haven't really been paying attention for the past week or so, but the price seems to have jumped up a fair bit. Yeah, and I'm assuming that's because of the auction of the Mt. Gox coins that were seized.
You think that would drive the price up?
That's what people were saying. That's what a lot of people were expecting.
Why? Why would flooding the market with bitcoins for sale drive the price up? Doesn't make any sense to me.
I should maybe try and find a rationale for that. But
look,
that is the most that I know of. The most significant thing that's happened in the environment over the past week was this auction.
Well, you know what? I saw news today that Newegg.com is now accepting Bitcoin.
That's nice.
That's pretty big news. Newegg's a major internet retailer that sells computer parts, basically, and electronics, and their customers have been clamoring for Bitcoin for quite a while.
Sure, that would do it.
That's a big deal. You know, whenever the Bitcoin price moves, I don't try to figure it out. I mean, how can I know what people are doing? This is an international currency. So, you know, even though Newegg has come on board, Newegg's not an international company. They mostly do business in the United States. So, you know, is Newegg going to affect the worldwide price of Bitcoin significantly? Or are there more things in play here? I imagine there's a lot more in play than just Newegg and other developments.
I said Mt. Gox, but I believe it was the Silk Road, right? They're auctioning Silk Road Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think I read you as saying Silk Road, even though you did say Mt. Gox. Yeah, the federal government is auctioning thousands of Bitcoins that they seized from Silk Road, allegedly. So I don't know. I don't know when the auction's going to be over with. I don't know what the status of that is. Have you heard? Are they still in the process?
No. Maybe I should have checked all that out before I opened my big mouth.
Did you hear that they at one point had been collecting emails from people who were interested bidders? And in order to be an interested bidder, you had to have $200,000 that you were willing to put up.
Yes.
And then at one point they hit reply all, apparently, to all the people that were supposed to be anonymously bidding on this and sent out every single one of their email addresses to every other one of the bidders?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's going to bring the price up or down, but it's pretty embarrassing for something like that to happen. Hey, let's bring Kevin back on here. Kevin, in Colorado Springs, you were telling us about your drug addiction.
Yes. It's pretty bad. I wake up every morning and do what's called a goofball, and that's crystal meth and heroin mixed together.
Wow. How do you do that? Do you have a special pipe? Well, I mean, because, you know, a lot of people will shoot heroin. Go ahead.
I bang it.
What does that mean? You bang it.
I inject.
So you inject crystal meth. Now, that's new to me. I've never heard of that before. Is that fairly common or not so common?
Not so common. Most people, even hardcore triggers, think that's hardcore.
I would say that's pretty hardcore. So what do? You, like, melt it down in a spoon together and then shoot them both in the same syringe?
Yeah. Mix it together. And my veins are
What are you doing to support your habit? How are you paying for your habit?
I'm a clientele manager.
A clientele? Oh, you used that term before, and I couldn't quite make out what you were saying. You're saying you sell drugs.
Yes, fancy word for it.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. And do you feel like this is going to be a long-term gig for you, or do you think you're going to be stopped by your addiction, hitting rock bottom, being arrested? I mean, where is this going to end for you? Because usually it doesn't end too well. And why do you do it?
I'm in pain all the time. And it started off, you know, where, you know, I hustled, you know, to get rid of my pain. But, you know, a lot of people depend on me every day. Otherwise, they're very, very sick, you know. So it's a service, you know, that people need.
Yeah, well, I understand that. There are always going to be people who want that service. But, you know, drug dealing doesn't tend to be, especially harder drugs, doesn't tend to be a lifelong vocation. You know, at some point, you're probably going
to
want to get out of it.
I used to work for this guy, and day before Thanksgiving, booted down the door and, you know, shotguns in her face, and he's going
to... Yeah, I mean,
that could
be how it ends for you, or, you know, it may end you, you know, just going rock bottom with your addiction and not being able to even handle selling anymore and just becoming a junkie.
It's gotten to the point where I cannot hit anywhere, and my old lady, I was having her hit me in the jugular. And she doesn't really like doing it. And
wow, that sounds really, really intense. Kevin, I hope you can get some help, man, because it's not going to end well, I don't think. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I don't know if that was true, but it sounds pretty awful.
Yeah, Kevin, he sounded like not quite the full man that he once was. He's kind of... His voice was a little weak, you know?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if Kevin was a crank or not, but I think that we've had some honest calls tonight here, and, you know, that whether Kevin was real or not, there are people in his situation, and it's not an uncommon situation at all. Let's go to Nathan in Texas on Skype. Nathan, you're on the air.
Wow, some of these calls are pretty intense.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, first I wanted to thank Johnny Ray for his service. I missed some of the live casts, so I'll need to download the podcast from last week.
You're welcome.
I've still got some actual I've actually got some fixing to do on a couple of things that weren't Johnny Ray's fault. There was some technical recording difficulties that we had here, unfortunately, in the studio. So we'll get to fixing those. The archives are there. You can listen to them, but I'm hoping to improve the quality of a couple of them a little bit later. I don't know why you were calling, Nathan, but hopefully it wasn't to talk about our archives. Stand by. We'll come back with whatever your point was here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether we get a chance tonight or later, we will also talk about Mark Emery getting out of federal prison. It's going to happen here sometime this summer. He's got his final blog that he's written up over at Cannabis Culture Magazine, cannabisculture.com. We'll share that with you, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
We've got Skype, too. You can Skype on in. Our username's lrn.fm. Just send a contact request if you haven't yet done so to that username, and then we'll accept it, and you'll easily be able to connect with us from that point on in the future. Hey, do you need focus? Are you feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts? There's a lot going on in our lives these days. It's easy to get busy, lose track of things, and be tired. So don't you wish there was something that could get you out of the rut and give you the focus you need and help you get things done? Check out Modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how Modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them that critical edge that they need. Check out modup.net and look into it for yourself. It's fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality Modafinil at an amazing price and an even better deal if you pay with Bitcoin, 33% off. As a matter of fact, plus if you use code FTL, you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So go to modup.net, get great service at a great price, and check out Modafinil, modup, modup.net, and don't forget code FTL for the bonus. All right, let's go back to Nathan. He's in Texas. Nathan, what were you calling about tonight? Tian and Johnny Ray here.
Hello. Well, when Johnny Ray mentioned the whole putting people in jail thing, I immediately thought of Singapore, which I kind of had a vague idea that you don't want to have drugs in Singapore. But I found an article about it in The Guardian that talks about how they have this whole kind of, you know, ultra or Uber government war on drugs there. People who are caught with drugs get sent to rehab. They, if they complete rehab, they may not get a criminal record, but if they keep doing it, they'll get sent to jail. And drug dealers get executed, apparently. There's some, I forget the name, but it was some story a few years ago about a guy who was, I think, heroin or something, and he was on death row.
Hmm.
And the thing is that supposedly, or at least the way they argue it, is that they have lower drug usage rates than a lot of European countries. Like, for example, I think cannabis 8% in UK versus 0.005% for Singapore, and then similar things for other drugs like heroin, opium, and so forth. So I'm not saying this is okay, but, you know, certainly you could compare with Amsterdam and the Netherlands. Like, for example, I brought up a list of countries by opium addiction, and the Netherlands is pretty, they're pretty far down on the list. They're better than most European countries, it looks like. So you could say that. But, you know, there is this argument out there that if you just kind of, you know, put a lot of government money at it, throw people in jail, you know, and crack down harsh on people, like you're saying, that'll help these people.
Well, I don't necessarily think that that it will help those people, especially if you're going to put somebody to death or punish them very, very severely for what they're doing. And I question the statistics as well. I mean, if you're relying on the government for honest statistics about drug use, I think that could be a mistake.
It could be, but they do get some attention because some of the surrounding Asian countries have, like, you know, the triads and things like that, and it doesn't seem to be as much of a problem there. I mean, they've apparently been doing it for more than 20 years. It was I don't have the exact date, but it started more than 20 years ago. And I guess the only reason they get the attention is that it seems to have worked. And you could argue, well, there's other reasons that drug addiction is very low in that country. The weird thing is that the majority of the population seems to support this. Like you said, there's in polls, people support putting this guy on death row, and it's just unbelievable. You know, but when you hear these horrible stories, like you've been saying, yeah, I guess I don't approve of it, but I can kind of understand why some people would think that extreme, you know, like harsh extreme measures are necessary, because it's just such a horrible thing sometimes.
I am suspect that the threat of jails or death even will cure a drug problem in a country. But even if it worked, I would reject it. You know, people, according to me, people have the right to do with their own bodies what they want to, and or sell, you know, have voluntary business dealings with anyone that they want to. And so I just reject that solution on that based on that logic.
I agree with you, but it does. I think Ian has hit on something, that there are some people who, my opinion is that Ian really hit it when he talked about how he keeps asking the callers, how are you supporting it? How are you supporting it? What's your payment method? I think that really hits on it for me, because if the drugs were legal, then they wouldn't cost as much. People wouldn't have to commit crimes to support their habits. And what would happen is you'd get more people like that caller who drained his bank account. You know, people would basically just, you know, they would use drugs and they would drive themselves into poverty. And at that point, nobody's going to voluntarily support your habit, presumably. So, you know, being on the street certainly seems like a better kind of rock bottom, if that's what they need, than, you know, being brutalized and thrown into cages and so forth.
So I did pull up an article from TheGuardian.com, written, I think, by someone in Singapore, talking about Singapore's drug policy. Michael Till wrote this back in 2010. He cites the 2008 World Drug Report by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, saying that 8.2% of the UK population are cannabis users. In Singapore, it is 0.005%. Excuse me, cannabis abusers. So I wonder, does that, when they're terming someone an abuser, does that mean someone who can't stop using the drug, or is someone who's actually a drug abuser, or is just users?
I think he means just users, because the Wikipedia on opiate use just talks about people who've used in the last year. But that's just my guess. If you look at, I haven't read the 2008 World Drug Report, so like you said, maybe the statistics are maybe they're not completely accurate.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, they're so low, it seems insanely low. 0.005% for cannabis use or abuse, they claim, here in or in Singapore. Ecstasy, apparently 1.8% in the UK, 0.003% for Singapore. So, you know, the suggestion there is that there are only 0.2% more, 0.002% more cannabis abusers than ecstasy abusers in Singapore. I mean, that's just, none of it makes any sense to me. I just don't understand how, you know, the threat of death for dealers would stop drug use in Singapore.
It's a comprehensive program because, like, they have education, propaganda, then mm-hmm. they pay for rehab. So there's
alcohol in Singapore? I wonder how abused that is.
That's a good point. That'd be interesting to look at. But thanks a lot and have a good night.
Thanks,
guys.
Nathan, for the call tonight. Appreciate the info and the heads up about Singapore. I didn't remember that it was Singapore that had that policy. I thought it was Thailand. Maybe both of them have very restrictive policies, but I don't really know. If you want to tell us more, maybe you've got personal experience, you've lived over there in that part of the world, our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We'll hold off on Mark Emery's story for another night, his blog post, the final blog post he's making from federal prison before hopefully being released here within the next few weeks. We'll get that on a later episode of Free Talk Live, perhaps tomorrow night. Johnny Ray, I want to make sure we make room for your game of the week. You were not on the show last week due to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I know that you have previously started a new game in the week prior, but you didn't really have too much of a chance to get a grasp for it, get a feel for it. What's your game of the week this week, Johnny Ray?
It's called Pandora : First Contact from Matrix Games,
mm-hmm.
and it's a 4X expand, exploit, explore, exterminate 4X strategy game in a sci-fi setting. It's an homage to my favorite game from 1998, Sid Meier's Alpha Centauri. Doesn't quite live up to it, narratively wise.
Stand by. We're going to continue the discussion here with Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. You can share your thoughts as well, whether it's on games or drugs or whatever news is out there that you want to share with us. You can bring up anything here. Take control of Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date,
and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your call, your thoughts, if you dial right now. The toll-free number is 855-453. We're going into Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. It is called Pandora First Contact. We'll talk about that. You could share your thoughts here, though, on anything, even in the remaining moments here. Toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. Maybe you attended the Porcupine Freedom Festival last week and you just can't get enough of being in New Hampshire. Want an excuse to come up here later on this year? Check out Keenvention.info for an event that's not like Porkfest. It's different. It's more intimate. There were maybe about 100 or 115 attendees last year. I don't know what to expect this year. It's the second year. Hopefully we'll have a little bit more. I don't want it to grow too much, though. I want Keenvention to remain an intimate affair where everybody's in the same room. Unlike Porkfest, where there's like a zillion different things going on, Keenvention, it's all in the same room. You're either in the convention room or you're kind of out in the hotel lobby, and that's pretty much where you can be. You can also go into town and do things there.
Or you're up in your room doing goofballs.
I hope not. I really hope not. That doesn't sound like a fun thing. I can't imagine someone would come to Keenvention to do goofballs, but you never know. But it's a good event. Johnny Ray, you attended last year. You actually hosted one of the panels that was presented. You can actually watch Johnny Ray's panel and every other panel discussion that we had at Keenvention.info, the 2013 edition. It's all there, the full video from every panel, every speaker. It's all up there. Why is Keenvention different? It's a convention that focuses on activism. You know, the Free State Project puts on two great events every year. They put on the Liberty Forum in the wintertime and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which we just finished up last week in the summertime. They're great events. But Keenvention does something different from both of them. We create an event that's all about activism. Because you can have a hotel convention if you go to the Liberty Forum, and it's a great one, and you should go to the Liberty Forum. But it's not focused on the activism happening in New Hampshire. They bring in guest speakers, big names from around the country and around the world. Keenvention, we don't do that stuff. We don't need any fancy-pants speakers. We've got activists to talk about activism and their experience here in New Hampshire. So it's a great place to meet some of the names that you hear, like Derek J. Freeman and others, you know, Dave Ridley, a lot of the names that you've heard on this show over the years. Many many of them attended Keenvention in 2013, and I expect many more will attend this year. So it's a great excuse to come up and check out Keen, check out New Hampshire during the fall, different time of year, and come up and learn a thing or two about activism going on up here. Go to keenvention.info. Oh, yeah, and I meant to point out that the early bird price is still in effect. I said it was good through the end of Porkfest, but I'm still considering this basically Porkfest because it's kind of like Porkfest wrap-up week for me where I'm trying to catch up on all my emails. So basically I'm going to raise the price on the Keenvention tickets as soon as I get caught up on my emails, and I'm getting there. Maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. Probably at some point during this week the price will go up. So if you've been thinking about getting Keenvention tickets, you can still snag them now for just $40 or the Bitcoin equivalent to $40 at keenvention.info. So, Pandora, first contact, you had touched the game slightly, maybe for about an hour, two weeks ago when you first mentioned it?
Uh-huh.
We didn't have time to really talk about it. You didn't really know much about it. Now, I presume you've had a chance to dig in a little deeper?
Yeah, a little deeper.
Is this a phone game or a computer game?
Good question. PC, Mac, and Linux.
Got it.
I came to the game, I got it on Steam, mm-hmm. and I came to it because I heard about another game from Firaxis that's coming out. Firaxis is they own the Civ franchise now, which is the Sid Meier and the Alpha Centauri, which is, like I said before, Alpha Centauri is one of my favorite games of all time. And there's a game, Civilization Beyond Earth, is coming out, which is their homage to Alpha Centauri. Civ is a game where you pilot a civilization from the dawn of time up to the present time, and then Alpha Centauri carried that on into the future. But Alpha Centauri was different because it had a narrative baked into the game that played out in one of only a few ways mm-hmm. every time you played the game, as opposed to Civ, where the narrative is emergent. You know, the gameplay and your relationship with other players determines how the story unfolds. Alpha Centauri had a great sci-fi story right in the heart of it. And so I learned that 17 years later, if my math is right, Firaxis is going to be making another Alpha Centauri style game, but it wasn't out yet. But I got so excited about it, I started looking for something else to scratch that itch, and I found Pandora First Contact.
Okay.
And I can't recommend it. The story is,
it's not good.
It's okay, and it kept my interest for a while, and it's been lauded for its clean interface, which it certainly has. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, Ian, when you play these strategy games, there's so much information to process.
Too many options, and what's going on.
And so many, and so much agency or capability for the player to tweak this or that you've got to dive into menus upon sub-menus and sub-menus, and it's difficult to navigate around. Pandora First Contact is really very streamlined, and everybody has appreciated that about it, as I did too. It's an attractive game. It reminds me of Fallen Enchantress, which was a Civ-style game, but based in a fantasy universe. You've got these aliens roaming the landscape, and you can interact with them. They start out generally peaceful towards you, but they might get hostile depending on how much you kind of alter the landscape that they're living in. If your faction, you're building your faction up and you're changing the landscape and cutting out all this alien fungus in order to grow your own Earth-style habitat, then that might cause the native life to kind of rebel against you.
Sounds like the movie Avatar. I mean, the planet in Avatar was called Pandora. I don't know if you recall. Did you see that film?
No. I didn't.
James Cameron, it's his recent 3D epic action film. It happened, like 4 years ago now? It's been out for a while. It was like one of the first big hit 3D movies. And what you're describing sounds like the plot of that movie. The humans come to this planet. They start sort of raping it of its resources. And the natives don't like that very much.
Yeah, sounds interesting. And mm-hmm. it was a big 3D hit, I remember. Pandora
is, but what was wrong with the game? I mean, so you said you can't recommend it. You said the interface was clean, that the game looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it fail?
For me, it fails in getting me to come back.
Mm. Replayability.
Yeah.
Or wait, did you finish the game and you don't want to come back after you finish it? Or you just don't even want to come back to the game during the first playthrough?
I don't want to come back to the game during the first playthrough.
So this is a bad game then. So what's wrong with it?
It's not necessarily a bad game. It's $20.
Not right for Johnny Ray.
It's not right for Johnny Ray. It's $20, which I would say is
pricey.
$5 to $10 too much.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks pretty.
That's an online price. You're not even getting a box or anything for that.
Yeah, but nobody wants a box except for you. You're the only one hanging on to those 20th century values.
I really don't have many games in boxes, you know, except for old games. My point was there, Johnny Ray, that manufacturing games has certain costs involved in it. When I see a $20 price tag, I think, oh, you know, somebody paid to ship that somewhere or print a disc and throw it in a box, and these things have costs. Why should a game cost that much if it's only being distributed online? It should be less, I think.
I see. Well, you know, I guess some of these games have large development teams. I don't think this is necessarily one of them. Could be.
If a game is expensive, obviously it's got to be expensive. You know, game expensive to develop. It's probably got to recoup those costs somehow. But you'd think that online purchases would be cheaper than an in-store purchase.
Yes, you would. But when I see a $20 price tag on a game, I think this is on the low end of a mid-priced game. Mm-hmm. The kind of games that a standard price for like a new anticipated game,
$60.
Yeah, $49.99 to $59.99.
Yeah. And that's been that way since I was a kid. I remember paying like $60 or $53 for Super Mario 3 in 1991 or 89 or whenever it was that came out at Kmart. So the price point of a brand new game hasn't really changed that much over the years.
Uh-huh. Yes, that is so. But so I would consider $20 to be kind of cheap. But even so, this one is, I would say it's $12 to $15, $10 to $15 is the right price for this game. They tried really hard with it.
How soon did you get bored? After how long did you say, all right, I'm putting this down, I'm not coming back? How many hours did you give it?
2 hours.
Whew. Bad game. Pandora, First Contact. Thanks, Johnny Ray, for warning our listeners to stay away.
It's no Alpha Centauri.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll be telling us about those when they get closer.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Quantum Leviathan, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of a transcript, you can earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. For more information, come to mathgate.info.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.